Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today the subject is hair.
Hair.
I'll fake my way through this one. This is more your department than mine. Okay, we're going to blind the people at home.
Not a lot of hair.
Not a lot.
No.
Not a lot.
But that's because if you didn't have very short hair, it would just grow like you would look like a red monster.
Believe it or not, I used to have hair down to about here.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, can you picture Teacher Joe with hair down to
My waist.
His belt.
Yes.
That's a lot of hair.
It was awesome.
How long did that take?
A long time.
To grow.
It took a lot of discipline to never go to the barber and never get a haircut. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. The subject is hair, going to the barbers. And getting a trim.
Okay.
Getting all those sorts of things that have to do with going to the barber. So, let's go ahead and get to today's article right now. We'll read through it, and then we'll be back.
Reading.
Fun facts. Your hair is getting too long, and the bright red and white of a barber's pole catches your eye. The colors are easy to spot when you want a haircut or a shave. But why were they chosen? A. To represent a bright hair color trend. B. To represent blood and bandages. C. To represent years of experience. You came through with flying colors if you chose B. Barbers in the past didn't only give customers new looks. They also performed medical procedures. With their sharp knives, barbers often provided help with bloodletting procedures. This was a common treatment for anything from a sore throat to a dangerous disease during the Middle Ages. In 1163, barbers started carrying out the procedure themselves. They also took on the tasks of pulling teeth, setting bones, and treating wounds. Though modern barbers no longer have these roles, barbers' poles' colors are still linked to them. The red stripe symbolizes blood, while the white one symbolizes the bandages barbers gave patients.
All right, the article starts off today by saying your hair's getting too long.
You think so? Do you think it is?
Yeah, really.
Really?
You need a haircut.
Okay.
Badly.
Okay.
No, it's actually pretty short.
Yeah, it's pretty short right now.
But then it goes on to say, and the bright red and white of a barber's pole catches your eye. Okay, that's what we think of when we think of the barbers. We think of that pole that spins around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where that comes from.
I do. I know where.
Where?
I know where.
Where?
It's because back in the old days, before doctors, barbers would do simple surgery.
Yes.
Like operations.
Scary.
And sometimes the cloth that they would use to catch the blood.
Because there'd be a lot of blood.
There'd be a lot of blood, like after when a doctor cuts your face or something. They would hang the blood outside, or the pieces of cloth with the red blood outside, and they would wrap it around a pole so it would dry.
That's frightening.
So every time you see a barber's pole out there on the street today, imagine that red line around it was actually blood.
Okay, I prefer the barber's poles today to the blood.
It's true. True story, though.
And so that's how they wanted to attract you to come
in? Exactly. It would catch your eye.
Yeah, here's a bloody rag.
Right.
Come inside and get some... Okay, well, we also talked about the phrase, catch somebody's eye. A rag of blood outside, that would catch your eye because
blood
if something...
catches your eye,
catches your eye, it means that makes you notice it. It's something that's very noticeable.
Right.
It just makes you look at it. You're walking down the street and you see this spinning, colorful pole. Of course, your eye is drawn to it and you notice it.
That's right.
That's what it means to catch somebody's eye.
Yeah, exactly. Bright colors will catch your eye. Strange things that you might see. It catches your eye, or we could also say it gets your attention. Well, let's keep on with our article. It says the colors are easy to spot when you want a haircut or a shave. But why were they chosen? Okay, we're going to get into a little bit of this story. But yes, when something is easy to spot. Now, notice here we're using spot as a verb, not as a noun. As a noun, a spot might be a place. I'll meet you on this spot tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Or it could be a small amount of dirt or something, right? If you're eating noodles, you might get a spot of sauce or something on your clothes. But here, it's a verb. To spot something is actually similar to catch your eye. If you see something, you spot it, right? Especially if you're looking for it, but it's not easy to find. Like you meet your friend in a busy place and, oh, there's so many people here. Hey, I've spotted my friend because he always wears a red baseball hat. So it's something that you can see, especially in a lot of other things that are also trying to catch your attention or catch your eye. So you can definitely spot those spinning red and white poles on the street.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the options. Now, you've covered one of the options. I'm not sure if I believe you. I think maybe you're trying to trick me, because I'm easy to trick.
Okay.
And maybe you're trying to trick the people at home, too.
Okay.
But option A says to represent a bright hair color trend.
Yeah, no.
No, you're not saying. Well, okay. First, let's talk about what a trend is.
Okay. Okay.
A trend is something that becomes popular among people, perhaps for a short amount of time.
It's a fashion.
Fashion trends.
A fad.
For example, they come and they go. People wear one style of clothing.
Right.
Then it's not cool anymore, and they wear something else.
Yeah.
That's what a trend is. Something that comes and goes. Now, option B. This
option
is you.
B. This is the one I like.
Yes. To represent blood and bandages.
That would be the one. Yes. As I said, blood would be from the operation that the barber or simple surgeon would do. And the bandages, those would be the white bits of cloth. A bandage is what you wrap around yourself when you have a cut, when you have a wound, to stop blood from leaking out and germs from coming in. You put on a bandage to cover up some kind of bloody injury.
I'm still not sure if I believe you. It just sounds so weird. I mean, let's hang a bloody rag outside to get people to come in.
They didn't have the internet.
Yeah, I guess so. That's how they advertised.
That's right. Yeah. Before the internet, blood was really big.
Still seems weird to me. Option C, to represent years of experience.
Oh.
Like the rings represent years of experience.
You could paint one red line for every year you were open.
I guess so.
Right.
But that seems weird, too. I mean, like anybody could just put that pole out there, and I'm an experienced barber.
I'm on 10 lines, and I've been working for 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know. So you're going with B for
I'm
sure.
I'm definitely going with B. Yeah.
I just don't trust you.
All right.
I can't do it. I got to go with maybe, I'm going to say A.
A, you like A?
Like a fashion trend, a hair color trend.
Sure, sure.
So what's the answer?
Well, let's keep reading to find out. It says, you came through with flying colors if you chose B. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Really?
Thank you. Bravo. Well done, everyone who
unbelievable.
Believed me. Too bad, everyone who thought I was making it up. Yes, it's actually true. It's B. It says, barbers in the past didn't only give customers new looks. They also performed medical procedures.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I should never have doubted you.
The only thing makes me think is what kind of medical procedure would I trust the lady who cuts my hair to do?
Not a lot.
No.
Not a lot.
No.
I'm not insulting her intelligence.
She's great at cutting my hair, but actually, you know, fixing my cancer, for example, maybe not. Anyways, if you come through something with flying colors, this is our shortcut for you. We're going to take a look at that in a second, but we also have that word procedure. A procedure is basically like a little operation or a little job. We often use it in a sort of medical hospital doctor way. If you're going in to have a new heart put in, that would not be a procedure. A procedure might be something very small and simple, like you have a small problem with your eye and you go in and they do a simple little operation. It might only take a few hours. You'd be in and out in one day. So you'd say, I'm having a small procedure at the hospital. I'm going there to get fixed in some way. Now, let's talk about coming through with flying colors.
If you've come through something with flying colors, it means that you've completed something successfully or something has gone well.
Yes.
Something has gone according to the plan.
We often talk
about coming through surgery with flying colors. Mm-hmm. It just means the surgery went well, you are recovering, you're getting healthy again.
Yeah.
Or you can like pass a test with flying colors
as
well. That just means you did well on the test, you passed it, you got a good grade, that sort of thing.
Success.
We're going to learn a lot more about this phrase now. It's our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
How did you like the theater performance?
You were amazing!
Really?
Yes, you guys came through with flying colors.
Okay, were you even at the right show? There definitely wasn't any flying in ours.
I don't mean you actually flew. To come through with flying colors means to do something difficult very successfully.
So to come through with flying colors means 干得出色,大获全胜.
Right.
So I guess that means you didn't see when the lead actor fell.
Of course not. I must have missed that.
Or when some of the actors forgot their lines?
No, not at all.
Or when the curtain caught fire?
No, barely even noticed.
You know, I think you're lying with flying colors.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about coming through with flying colors.
We did very well there, didn't we?
Now let's go on to learn about these barbers who were also kind of doctors.
Yeah.
It says, with their sharp knives, barbers often provided help with bloodletting procedures.
Mm.
Okay, this explains all the blood, because bloodletting, this was an old medical procedure they would do where they would try to cure you basically by getting rid of the bad blood inside you.
Yeah.
So basically they would just cut you and the blood would come out. And that's how you were supposed to get better.
Basically, yeah.
We've come a long way in medicine since then.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. But yeah, they used to think that all diseases were in the blood, or if you were too hot, let some blood out and then you'll calm down. Which is not really what doctors today would do, but of course this is a long time ago. It says this was a common treatment for anything from a sore throat to a dangerous disease during the Middle Ages. So the Middle Ages, we're talking, you know, 400, 500, 600 years ago, that kind of time, a long time ago. But yes, they would let blood, or basically bleed you, for a short or long time as a form of treatment. What is a treatment? It's what doctors provide you with. A treatment could be anything from put on some cream, to take some pills, to stay home and rest for a few days, or even an operation where they cut into you. But the idea of a treatment is it will fix the medical or whatever problem that you're having.
And if something is sore, it simply means that it hurts.
Oh, it hurts.
It's painful. Oh. So we said sore throat. That means your throat hurts.
My throat hurts.
And if you have a disease, it just means that you are sick.
Some kind of bacteria or virus.
I can imagine back in those days, people probably didn't like going to the doctor so much. Like if you coughed and somebody said, oh, you should go to the doctor. You'd be like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just a little tickle in my throat.
Exactly.
I'm good.
And
don't just leave my blood inside me, all
right? That's right. And that's why people who are 50 or 60 years old were considered very old.
Yes.
Because people didn't live so long. Very interesting. It says in 1163, so a very long time ago, barbers started carrying out the procedure themselves. So barbers actually kind of went into the doctor business. To carry something out basically means to do it, all right? If you carry out an operation, if you carry out a plan, if you carry out a project or something, it means you go at it, you work at it, and you do it. So the carrying out procedures means barbers were doing doctor's work.
Did they do this like so they could make more money?
Yeah.
They could get two paychecks
for
that
sure.
Way? I'm good at cutting hair. I'm good at doing shaves. Bloodletting. That looks easy. I just
Absolutely.
Cut the guy. The blood comes out.
Right.
Catch it in a bucket.
I mean, how often do you get your hair cut? Once a month?
You gotta diversify.
If you can cut the man's hair once a month and then fix his medical mm-hmm. problems another two times a month, now you're making good money.
Three times the money.
There you go.
It says they also took on the tasks of pulling teeth, setting bones.
Ow, if you break a bone, they would help fix your bone. Wow.
And treating wounds.
So just cuts and falls and scrapes and things like that.
If you take something on, it means you start to do something, or you take a responsibility or take a job and you start to do it. So they would pull teeth. That's how they solved teeth problems back then. They didn't have fillings.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have things like that. They just, if you had a bad tooth, they just pulled it out. Pull it out of your mouth.
There you go.
As you said, set bones. If you broke a bone, they would just put the two broken pieces back together.
That's right.
So they could heal.
If you put something in position, you set it. We also use that for like food, right? When the food is a little soft, you might put it in the fridge to let it set or become hard and stay in position. Though modern barbers no longer have these roles, they have hospitals and doctors for that, barbers' poles' colors are still linked to them. There you go. So there's still a link or a connection. So to be linked to somebody or something is to have a connection. You could use this, for example, to talk about your friends. Oh, my link to him is we went to junior high school together. That's how we know each other. That's our connection.
The red stripe symbolizes blood, as Mike said,
while
the white one symbolizes the bandages barbers gave patients.
Yeah.
All right. The stripe, a stripe is just a line of color. These are stripes on my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And to symbolize something means one thing represents something else.
Mm-hmm.
So these lines, they symbolize the blood and the bandages. They are not actually blood and bandages, although at one time in the past, that's exactly what they were. In a much scarier time when your barber was also your doctor. I'm glad we're not in those times anymore.
Me too.
Well, we're almost out of time, but before we leave you, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today's chat question is all about a haircut.
Oh, good.
It's not about a barber bloodletting or anything like that.
I'm glad it's not about surgery. The chat question is, what's the worst haircut you've ever had?
Oh, that's easy.
Really? It's not this one?
No.
This one's fine.
No, this one's good. I like this one. It's easy.
Sure.
I don't have to do anything anymore.
Okay. So going back into your long history of long hair, what's the worst haircut you've ever
had? It's one I gave myself.
Ooh.
There was one time...
Why did you do that?
Well, there was this one little piece of hair in the front that it would never sit down. It would never do what I wanted it to do.
Okay.
We call it a cowlick.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a cow licked your hair and it just stood up.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks weird.
Yeah.
So what I decided to do was to take the electric razor of my dad's and shave it off. So I shaved off this one little piece of hair in the front. And it just left this bald spot right on the front of my head.
Yes.
I did it, and I immediately went, what have I done?
Oh, no, I look like a weird monk.
Yeah, and you can't do anything about it. You just have to let it grow back.
No,
so what I had to do was I had to take, I had long hair then, too.
Oh, no.
Down to about here. I had to take this part from over here and basically comb it over.
Oh.
Like this.
Oh.
Until it grew back.
Oh.
It was just as bad as it sounds.
So you look like an old politician.
I looked hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
To everyone. For a period of about 6 months.
6 months it took. Wow.
Yeah, don't give yourself a haircut. Learn from my mistakes,
there
please.
Is a good teacher tip from Joe.
Yes. You guys can talk about this as well. Hopefully it's not as bad as mine. As for Mike and I, we're out of time. So until the next episode of English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Take care.
Fun facts. Your hair is getting too long. And the bright red and white of a barber's pole catches your eye. The colors are easy to spot when you want a haircut or a shave. But why were they chosen? A. To represent a bright hair color trend. B. To represent blood and bandages. C. To represent years of experience. You came through with flying colors if you chose B. Barbers in the past didn't only give customers new looks. They also performed medical procedures. With their sharp knives, barbers often provided help with bloodletting procedures. This was a common treatment for anything from a sore throat to a dangerous disease during the Middle Ages. In 1163, barbers started carrying out the procedure themselves. They also took on the tasks of pulling teeth, setting bones, and treating wounds. Though modern barbers no longer have these roles, barbers' poles' colors are still linked to them. The red stripe symbolizes blood, while the white one symbolizes the bandages barbers gave patients.
Vocabulary Review. Spot. I spotted Wally in the large crowd and walked over to say hi to him. Trend. The fashion designer set a trend of mixing classic colors with modern styles. Bandage. Regina's doctor told her to change the bandages on her wound every 6 hours. Sore. Drinking hot lemon tea with honey is one simple way to help a sore throat. Disease. Diabetes is a disease that affects the blood sugar levels of people who have it.